B-Pod Studios.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Halloween might be over. That didn't stop a black cat from making its presence known on Monday night in the middle of the game. Between New York and Dallas, a black cat darted onto the field and stunned fans and commentators looked on. It was hilarious. Yeah. And he got into the end zone.
Yeah, right out on the field.
He wandered in on the field before sprinting through the Giants end zone and eventually disappeared under the seat section. The Giants had been leading the Cowboys prior to that disruption, but they ended up losing 37-18.
There you go. I mean, they gave up 10 points in less than a minute. I blame the cat.
There you go. People are blaming the cat. So, according to MetLife Stadium, the black cat is one of the resident stray cats there.
What about the coven of witches sitting in the stands?
The stadium plans to capture the cat and take it to a vet for examination.
Did you hear the play-by-play with Kevin Harlan?
It was great.
Yeah, it was great. The Giants play-by-play guy did it, and he did it. Yeah, you know, he's into the end zone.
And the crowd went crazy when he got into the end zone. Yeah. It was awesome. An 11-year-old Zimbabwe girl did something most adults would be afraid to do last week when she rescued her friend from the grips of a crocodile. 11 years old.
11 years old.
Rebecca Munkawambe was running to a nearby stream when she heard screams of her 9-year-old friend Latoya Muwani and saw a crocodile pulling her underwater. She said, since I was the eldest among the other 7 children, I felt the urge to save her. Rebecca jumped into the water, got on top of the croc, and gouged its eyeballs out.
Oh, my God.
Which caused it to loosen
11 years old?
Its grip on Latoya, yeah. Once she was free, she said, I swam with her to the banks where the other children pulled her out of the water.
Did she hold the crocodile in a half Nelson and do the stop hitting yourself thing?
The crocodile fortunately did not attack us after it let go of Latoya.
Because a crocodile will start doing that death roll. Uh-huh. It's amazing she was able to hold on.
The younger girl escaped with just minor injuries. She was bitten on her hand and thigh. Latoya's father was grateful to his daughter's friend for saving her life. Wow. In a religious affront, a Halloween reveler dressed as Jesus sucker punched a cop outside a bar in San Diego, California.
That's not a good Jesus.
Police say the assault occurred in the city's downtown Gaslamp Corner around 1 a.m. The male suspect approached police as they were arresting a man who had been ejected from a nearby bar. The assailant cop's report said he ambushed the officer and struck him in the face. Police were unsure whether the assailant punched or elbowed the patrolman, who suffered a 1-inch laceration that required stitches.
Go in peace.
The costumed Jesus attacker fled on foot and remains at large.
Whoa.
He did not appear to have any accomplices or disciples in tow. So they're looking for him. Police say a North Carolina man has been arrested for impersonating a law enforcement officer after he got himself involved in a police chase. Listen to this.
What?
Listen to the balls on this guy. News outlets report the incident happened after police stopped the car at a grocery store in search of a possible murder suspect. Well, as they approached the car, it sped off. Police had chased the car for about 2 miles when a Ford Taurus with blue lights sped past the officers that were in pursuit and got in front of the suspect's car. Police said the Taurus driver, 30-year-old David Adams Jr., forced 5 men out of the suspect car at gunpoint.
Whoa.
Adams was later arrested for impersonating an officer.
He passes a legitimate cop car?
He passed 2 cop cars.
In a Taurus?
Yes. To go.
It's okay. I'm a pretend police officer.
Yeah. The men in the car were also arrested. Police said they found drugs.
I think you boys can take it from here.
How funny is that? Oh, my God.
I'm also a fireman.
Yeah. And a deadlifter.
Yeah, and a deadlifter.
An enterprising Minnesota college student who drove to Iowa every weekend to buy hundreds. You know what? We're going to skip that story because it's a competing. Anyway, I didn't even think of that. I'll come back another time. I'll explain in a little while. It's an interesting story, but not appropriate right now. My Autry.
You didn't know.
Love Duncan.
It's in the news. It's legitimate news.
Uh-huh. Maya Autry.
And I think it speaks poorly of that company, Preston.
The woman who was captured on viral video entering the lion's enclosure. This is a follow-up story.
Yes.
The lion's enclosure at the Bronx Zoo in September spoke to reporters for the first time at a court appearance for shoplifting charge in Kearney, New Jersey. Autry's wild. Do you remember this? It showed
I
her,
do.
She was taunting
she's a lunatic.
The lion. Yeah.
Now there was a bit of a ravine between her and the lion, but she's still a lunatic.
She had crossed over a fence anyway, so she was getting too close. Autry's wild interaction with the media, almost as strange as her interaction with the animals at the zoo, began with her bowing to the reporters as she warmly greeted them with shalom. In an often rambling 15-minute session outside the courthouse, Autry said her reasoning for jumping into the lion's den was, quote, a lot more spiritual than she had never, and she was never afraid while she was in there. She said, I fear nobody, no animal, no human, no one. So, no, I wasn't fearing of the lion because the lion loves me. That's why he came to me, and I let the lion know. Lion, I love you. She said she would never...
Oh, I love you, too.
She would never have been injured by the lion, who eyed her as she seemed to dance while across a moat from the ferocious feline, because she had the animal... she and the animal apparently are one.
And why did she get a press conference?
I don't know. She said, I am the lion now. Can you tell? Have you ever heard of reincarnation? Do your history, young man, she said before complimenting the reporter's eyes and smile. Do your history. It's called reincarnation. I am the lion now. She refused to address the shoplifting charge that she had against her and is still wanted
by the... I am a shoplifting lion.
...by the NYPD for a criminal trespassing charge. However, she made it clear that she has no ill will toward the police department.
Uh-huh.
But she said, I love you, lion. I hope they are treating you right in the zoo. You know Maya love you. I didn't mean to mistreat you or nothing.
You must be out of your goddamn mind.
I seen how you came to me.
I seen.
We connected... To the kids, respect your parents, please. Your teacher's authority.
It's I saw. How you came to me. I know I'm a lion as well. I saw how you came to me.
We will do one last story. A woman with severe pain and swelling in her belly for several months turned out to be suffering from a massive cyst that was over 3 feet wide and 40 pounds.
Mm.
Yeah. She had
you
to
may
have...
want to have that looked at.
Well, here's the deal. She had to have the gigantic 40-pound growth removed without general anesthetic because of her medical condition at the time. Doctors in Wardah, India, described Kavita Kalam's swollen abdomen as bigger than a pregnancy bump. She had been enduring intense pain for the last 7 months because she could not afford medical treatment.
That's horrific.
It was only when the tumor in her right ovary had grown so much that it was starting to cause respiratory distress that she was brought to the hospital with the help of villagers who raised the about $100 that she needed at the hospital. But the money is, you know, a little bit goes a long way there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The doctors performed a battery of tests, CT scan. They found an ovarian cyst, and it grew nearly 42 inches wide and weighed a whopping 40 pounds. It's like a big pumpkin. It's huge. It was so large, it took up 95% of the patient's abdomen. The doctor said the surgery was challenging because the cyst was so huge. They had to take great care to remove it without bursting it, and the patient was not fit for general anesthesia.
So what do they do?
So after discussion with the senior anesthetist, they decided to operate in spinal anesthesia and epidural. So essentially they numbed her from the waist down instead of knocking her out.
Stand-up comedian in the room?
The doctors took out the cyst by making, listen to this, a 2-centimeter incision from above the pubic bone to the belly button, and they had to just slowly, like, bring it out a little bit at a time through that tiny hole. Yeah, right? They said if the tumor was not removed on the right time, it could have ruptured her abdomen.
Think of how much of her body weight was that tumor.
She weighed 125 pounds before the surgery, and she was 82 pounds after the cyst was removed.
God. Yep.
She's now stable, and her food intake is reportedly improving.
What's your prognosis?
She's going to be okay.
She's going to be okay.
Isn't that wild?
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
An anti-vaccination mother took to social media on Wednesday to share her decision to give out tainted lollipops for Halloween. The Australian mother, who identifies herself online as Sarah Walker, RN, shared in the private Facebook group Stop Mandatory Vaccination that her son, whose name has been redacted, contracted chickenpox and that she planned to help other children in the community by spreading the virus through candy.
Because she knows better than everyone.
She says, so my beautiful son has chickenpox at the moment and we've both decided to help others with natural immunity this Halloween. We have the package open and closing down pat and can't wait to help others in our community.
I assume that's a crime.
Her message was screenshot and shared on Light for Riley, a page dedicated to protecting babies and families from vaccine-preventable diseases in honor of Riley Hughes, a baby born who tragically died from whooping cough in March 2015. Walker claims to be a registered nurse at the Royal Children's Hospital in Brisbane on her Facebook page. However, the parent company of the hospital confirmed that she was never an employee at any of its medical facilities. Uh-huh. There are no current or former employees by that name. Walker later took to Facebook to double down on her argument despite widespread backlash online. She wrote, "Dear internet trolls, you think you're right by judging me and my trying to report me and get me fired. I don't care. The health and well-being for my baby is far more valuable than any job. You say I'm violent, gross, like I have done something that hundreds of thousands of parents haven't already done. How many times do you see children dropped off at daycare school when they're clearly sick and contagious?" Exactly. "And I'm offering lifelong immunity for the price of a couple of blisters and a few days off school." Queensland Health said the risk of chickenpox transmission, by the way, some such tainted lollipops would be extremely low since the virus actually does not survive long on surfaces. However, if she's found guilty, it could be a food tampering or making false claims, and she could be facing serious prison time for that. And so she should.
She sounds kind of out of her mind.
All right, here is a story. It's straight out of Cool Hand Luke, but with a different outcome. Subhash Yadav died after attempting to eat 50 eggs in India on Monday. Died. It killed him.
Oh, boy.
Yadav and a friend were at the market getting a bite to eat when the two began to argue. The subject of the conflict is unknown, but it somehow escalated into Yadav betting his companion 2,000 rupees that he could down 50 eggs there and then. The duo purchased 50 hard-boiled eggs from a vendor, and Yadav set to it. He was making good time until he got to the 41st egg when he popped the 42nd into his mouth, fell unconscious, took him to the hospital, and never regained consciousness and died a few hours later.
Did they say what killed him?
Overeating.
Just overeating.
That's what
technically overeating killed him.
That's what the doctor said.
Wow.
Weighing in at approximately 6 pounds, 50 eggs is significantly more volume than the average human stomach can accommodate without discomfort. So it killed him. Yeah. On Monday, police were called to Pizza Hut. An officer arrived after the store had reported a man had entered the store swearing and yelling at staff because he was dissatisfied with his personal pan pizza. Per staff interviews, it started...
You call this personal?
When a woman came in and ordered said pizza, asking for extra cheese. After it was made, the woman reportedly returned to the store and said her boyfriend wouldn't eat the pizza because there wasn't enough cheese on it. Staff told...
Sent my own lady in here to tell you what I had. You didn't get it.
Staff told police they informed the woman they would remake the pizza, but it would have the same amount of cheese as the first. She allegedly threw the first pizza away and left. Well, a few minutes later, the woman and man entered the store. He was yelling, screaming, and acting strange. And when told that they would make him a new pizza, the man allegedly said that he wouldn't eat it, and he said not to spit on it, by the way. The manager, feeling threatened by the man's actions, called police, at which time the pair left. Police, having found the man's address, confronted him at his home to ask about the incident. The man claimed the store manager refused to give a refund and argued with her. The officer replied that the information was different from what several witnesses said.
There was a conflicting story on the pizza.
A citation for disorderly conduct. The man replied that he didn't believe that he should be issued a citation because, quote, he's an American and works hard. America. All right, one more story?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go with this one. A man dressed all in black and dancing in the middle of the street is facing charges after authorities say he headbutted a state trooper who was arresting him in Lancaster County.
Oh, what was the reason for the dancing? Was it just the joy of life?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So Kyle Clark is facing charges for the incident, which police say occurred like this. Troopers were called around 2:37 a.m. for a man dressed in black who was dancing in the middle of the road. He was pulling on the doors of several businesses, including the Postal Service building and Aunt Jeannie's Diner.
Where's the Pizza Hut?
And then when police showed up, he ran into the Conoco gas station. A trooper followed him inside, tried to arrest him, but Clark resisted and headbutted the trooper. He broke free and tried to punch the trooper before the trooper could subdue him. Clark had a hypodermic syringe on him, and police believe he was under the influence of methamphetamine.
I like Johnny Cash.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Pick
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.